Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I know that you had something on your heart you wanted to share.
Yeah, man, I heard this story over the weekend. It was powerful. I think I was listening to Joyce Myers, and she talked about this. This lady wrote her a letter, and it talks about our thought life.
Oh wow!
So she tells a story about she had this fig tree or something down in her living room or whatever, and she said it needed more light, so she moved it upstairs in her bedroom. Well, she said there was this one branch on this fig tree that kind of stuck out from the rest, looked like a just looked out of place. You know,
type of tree was that?
It was a fig tree. And anyway, it just stuck out. She just didn't like this branch. It just looked terrible. So every morning she got up, she saw this branch. She just kept thinking about this branch. Man, this looks terrible. You know, it's awful. Well, day after day after day, she's had these same thoughts. But she looked at it one day, and then all of a sudden, the leaves on that one branch started to yellow. And eventually, those leaves eventually just fell completely off. That one branch withered.
Wow.
So she eventually just ended up cutting that branch off. But it got her to thinking. All I did was think about that branch, and it ended up dying. She's realized she had these negative thoughts towards this thing. So then she says in this letter that, she talks about her relationship with her mother-in-law. Apparently, didn't have a very good relationship. And,
in-laws or outlaws.
Yeah. Exactly. It's one or the other. And,
hopefully,
she she hadn't talked to her, she says she may talk to her mother-in-law maybe 6 times in a whole year.
Oh, wow.
So she decided to try an experiment. She goes, well, if that can happen with something like that, I think I'll just start thinking positive thoughts towards my mother-in-law. So when she started thinking about her, she started blessing her, you know, praying for her, and just thinking positive things about her mother-in-law because she wanted a better relationship with her. Within the next week, her mother-in-law called her 5 times.
What?
When she hadn't talked to her in 6 times in the last year.
Wow.
Is that not something?
That's powerful.
Thought life. How powerful that is. So, which made me started, you know, looking at the scripture. What does God's word say about our thought life? You know, in Proverbs 23:7, it says, for what a man thinks in his heart, so is he. He talks about in Philippians, he says in 4:8, he says, fix your thoughts on what is true, what's honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable. Think about things that are excellent, worthy of praise. So why is he telling us this? Well, obviously, our thoughts are significant. You know, they determine what we do. You know, we have, like what Joyce always said, you got a bunch of stinking thinking going on around here. You know, you got no right to complain about what, you know, things falling apart in your life. And then it also says in 2 Corinthians, where it talks about demolishing strongholds. He says to take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. You know, the weapons that we're fighting with are not weapons of our flesh and blood. It's spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But it matters what we're thinking.
Yeah.
So
the wild, wild west up there.
Yeah. You know, dark thoughts take you to dark places.
That's right.
So if that's the truth, then obviously the opposite is true. If we think good things, the good things can happen. In case in point, you know, with the story that we just heard.
That's powerful.
It's very powerful, and it really encouraged me and energized me to start changing my mind, you know, more positive things and speaking things out, like our prayer life. I mean, that's what we're saying. God, we need you to intervene in this situation.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you think about it. Your emotions tell on you so many times. Try this. Whenever you're feeling a certain way, you all of a sudden you're like sad or something. You think, always ask yourself, what have I been thinking about? In the last, and our minds just go places without us even knowing, being conscientiously aware that our mind has been thinking on a certain topic. And you realize, oh, yeah, I know why I'm sad. Maybe you got a ticket or you got a bill or something. It's like, but your mind was set on that. Oftentimes, your emotions and your mood tell on you. They tell on what's been on your mind. So you can reset that. And so the Bible tells us, like you just told us, to think on these things, whether it's pure, lovely, excellent, praiseworthy.
That's right.
You know, what you think determines what you do, and what you do determines what you get.
Right.
You know, and if you don't like what you've been getting, you got to start changing what you've been thinking.
That's right. Battlefield of the mind, right?
Battlefield of the
mind.
Remember
that?
Mm. Yeah. Because, I mean, like you said, dark thoughts, wild thoughts will take you to wild places. Analogy the Lord gave me one time, just thinking about thoughts. It's so powerful that you mentioned this. Is that, you know, think of thoughts like wild horses. You know, they'll come around and come on, ride me. Let me give you a little thought. Let me get inside your head.
Mm-hmm.
And if you mount up on that horse, if you mount up on that thought and you stay there and get comfortable in that saddle, that horse is going to take off and take you to a place where you are going to regret that you went.
That's right.
You're going to regret it. And these horses of thoughts, if you will, it's an analogy, you know, they're going to try to get at you every day. And that's why it's so important when we talk about this often, not because we're just talking about it, but it's just like central. It's like the most important thing in the world is to have an abiding relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have an abiding relationship with God, you don't have a relationship with God.
Exactly right.
You know, exactly you don't have a relationship with God in word because you say you do.
Mm-hmm.
You have a relationship with God or anyone else because you're actually interacting with that person you say you have a relationship with.
That's right. Nothing's going to change unless we transform our mind, right?
Which yes.
Romans 12:2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to change what you're putting in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to change your thought life.
Yeah. And you're going through a transformational process. And someone said, you know, well, you read that Bible, you're going to get brainwashed. And we're like,
well, I sure hope so.
Exactly. My brain needs some washing.
That's
absolutely
right.
My mind needs some washing. Doesn't yours?
You know? Yeah.
Doesn't yours?
Mm-hmm.
You think about it. I mean, thoughts, they'll take you. And I like what you were talking about in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, so the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, that they have the divine power to demolish strongholds.
Right. Which are wrong thoughts.
Yeah, wrong thoughts. And God's word, one of the scriptures to describe God's word is like a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're reading God's word, it's going around and chipping away and banging at these strongholds and breaking those wrong mindsets and paradigms.
Right.
That maybe we've gotten generationally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you ever notice you hang around with a friend or a buddy, it's like, where did that come from? Where did that mindset, that worldview, that ideology, where, you know, you're just talking or whatever, and then you realize, oh, yeah, my dad always said, or my mom always said, it's like, well, you know, at a certain point when we're growing in God, we want to check our thoughts and what was said in the past by, you know, who, you know, anybody.
That's right.
Check that against the scripture.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so this is powerful.
Yeah.
So start thinking good thoughts, speaking good thoughts.
Right.
And
good
I
things will
even,
happen.
Yeah, I believe even doing things in faith. And we talked about this yesterday on a leader's call, but we talked about vision.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about, remember, 2 Kings.
Exactly.
And that was encouraging because you got the king showing up to see Elisha. Here's Elijah getting ready to pass away. He's getting ready to die.
Mm-hmm.
And he's ill. And so he comes up to him. I believe it's 2 Kings 13:8. And comes up to him. And he finds out. He says, oh, king, father, you're passing away, you're dying.
Mm-hmm.
And Elijah goes straight to the point. I mean, he's like, Elijah's like a serious prophet, man. He's like,
right.
He says, open the window. You know, I'm paraphrasing here, but open the window, get your bow, get your arrow, and shoot. So he gets a bow, he gets his arrow, And he shoots.
Mm-hmm.
And so he shoots one time. He says, the Lord's going to declare victory for you at APEC. You're going to have victory.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what happens? He says, go get some more bows. Go get some more arrows and strike the ground.
Uh-huh.
So he gets the arrows and he strikes the ground only 3 times. And so Elijah prophet says, gets angry. The Bible says, you got it. What? You only struck the ground 3 times?
All right.
I'm only going to give you victory 3 times. You're only going to have victory 3 times mm-hmm. against your enemies. If you would have struck it 5, 6, 7 times, you would have 5, 6, 7 victories, and you would have totally defeated your enemy.
Mm.
And you get to wonder about the king in this situation. You got to get to wonder in the king about this situation because he comes to Elisha, who is this prophet who's served the Lord many years. He's dying. It almost sounds like he's like belly aching and wallowing there. And you almost think that, you know, did the king lose his vision there for a moment? Did he lose his vision? Or was he looking to cry about the situation, or was he looking to be victorious? And it's just like how Elisha just sees the moment, says, look, prophetically, you need to step out. You need to do this. You need to move forward and open up your window. Open up this window. Shoot that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot that arrow. And you'll have victory. And it just reminds me,
right,
just right alongside with what we're talking about our thoughts, about what we're seeing, envisioning, you know, where we want to focus our lives. You know, what you set your mind on, your mindset, let me tell you, is going to determine your future. That's what God says, set your mind on things above.
That's right.
Not, you know, things below.
Mm-mm.
You know, a quick way to be depressed is to keep your mind on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Get your mind on Jesus and on others. But I think about this king. I mean, talk about vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did he lack faith?
Right.
You know what I mean? 3 times?
Yeah.
And Elijah said, listen, if you had struck the ground 5, 6, 7 times, you would have had victory completely over your enemies. And so I'm just reminded, as I shared, you know, we talked about this, you mm-hmm. know, is that this time, and we talked about even earlier in our program, that take this time, this month of December. I mean, really, I encourage you to do 3 things during this month, like maybe even 4 things, but definitely get your rest.
Mm-hmm.
Get your rest and relax in God, right?
That's right.
The second thing is look back and review. Review what God has done for you, for your family, in amongst your fellowship, in your church, the victories. Celebrate those things, right? Mm-hmm. Go through your planner and go, look what God did January. Mm-hmm. Look what God did February. I love doing this with my family, by the way. We just go back and we just start praising God just for all the things and That's the victories good. And all the stuff.
Build your faith.
And yes! Yes, it builds your faith, because this is what God did. This is what God taught us. This is a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that was a rough month.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, oh, then that happened. And then listen, Christmas is the day that we celebrate Jesus' birth is nearly upon us. I mean, this is one of the busiest months of the year. Take time now. Take time now to have vision for 2013. 2013 is knocking, banging at our door.
I know.
And do you just want to happen just to fall into 2013? Or do you want to arrive to 2013 with purpose? Do you want to arrive to 2013 with vision? Do you want to seize the opportunity of what's going to happen for a whole new year because you had vision?
Mm-hmm.
Because when the opportunity comes, you may just only pull out 3 arrows. You didn't know you were going to see Elijah. You didn't know. But, you know, since you were taken off guard, you just took out 3 and said, bam, bam, bam.
Right.
You know? But if you had vision, I think if the king had vision, he would have started picking up twigs, sticks, would have been chopping off legs off of chairs. Just give me anything to shoot in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Because I see vision. I see victory. So we want to encourage you. Seize your vision. Protect your thoughts. Speak life. Think good thoughts about God.
Mm-hmm.
And then watch God move powerfully in your life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.